Well, gather round, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news.
Welcome to a Not Necessarily,
the news
for a Friday. Both giving bad luck and warming hearts everywhere.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers on our Hank Facebook page as we stream for all. Well, it is, Friday the 13th. And how to make sure you don't have bad luck today, according to, this comes from the Farmer's Almanac, and is actually a bit of a bitsy part of folk wisdom. If you sneeze three times before breakfast, you could also make it through the day with good luck. Also, other ways, sleep facing south. Or wear your clothes inside out.
Oh.
Yeah. There's also another way, I've never heard this before, to combat the bad luck on a Friday the 13th. Get a bird to
really?
Plop on your head. Yeah. Or you should just combine them all, really. So far, I'm fighting a sinus infection
right now.
Well,
I was
right
going to say, you may have one of those.
So, I'm doing great. And downtown, if I can get one of these grackles around the area... I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket after the show today.
Well, an ambulance just went by, too, if that's going to help.
We're going to do great today. We're fantastic.
The Olympics, not just about athletic prowess and national pride. Mm-mm. Love is in the air, namely Breezy Johnson, who got more than a medal when she crossed the finish line in Milan. Her boyfriend, Connor Watkins, well, he popped the question with an engagement ring that would make Taylor Swift proud. Apparently, he also gave her a piece of wood that read, "Who are we to fight the alchemy?" I think this is a Taylor reference. I don't know the words to all her songs, but either way, Breezy accepted, and even Taylor chiming in with her congratulations.
Yeah, we were watching the Super G slalom last night, and Breezy, who had already won a gold medal, actually, she had crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she didn't even finish.
Careful.
So, maybe wait, dude, because I think he assumed she would at least finish the course.
Mm.
And then while she was, you know, tears in her eyes, not finishing the circuit, ended up, then he's like, oh, but hey.
USA!
Oh.
USA! Yeah.
So that's why she was crying.
Yeah. Tears in her eyes. Yeah, you know. Best laid plans. In geopolitical news, President Trump said yesterday that he has raised tariffs on Switzerland after a phone call with the country's president saying, I did not approve of the way she talked.
Oh, so, like your attitude.
There you go. And the next leader of North Korea, it looks like, has been named.
Fantastic.
Yeah, going to be a 13-year-old girl.
What?
Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un's daughter. So Kim Jong-un is evidently close to naming his teenage daughter as the future North Korean leader.
Hmm.
The South Korean spy agency is the one that finds all this stuff out. And this is supposed to happen at the end of this month at some sort of political conference they have there in North Korea. Nobody really knows what they do at this thing. But yes, it would be the family dynasty continuing to a fourth generation of the Uns, or the Ils, or the Kim Jongs. Either which way, it's Kim Jong-un is believed to be 42. Nobody really knows that either, because they're not really factual over there. But yeah, their newest leader is currently a teenager.
Is he too old to work at 42?
No, but she's way more mature than their current leader. So yeah, there you go. Best of luck, and it might work out for us.
Yeah. So will Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn finally make it official after four decades together? Rumors are swirling once again that they may head to the altar, teasing one another about becoming man and wife. Say it's now or never. Apparently, they still act like young lovers after all these years, and it's downright adorable.
Mm. Do it for insurance purposes, that probably? I don't know.
Maybe Social Security benefits?
There's a good chance you could get drugged to the theaters this weekend, and you have two new options. The Chris Hemsworth movie, Crime 101, or you're going to get drugged to Wuthering Heights, which seems to be what is that, Bronte or Jane Austen? I don't know, one of those two that they make you read when you're in high school or something like that. But this is very Bridgerton up. So you might want to shield your eyes for a lot of it. And when it comes to Valentine's Day, in a recent survey, 27% of Americans don't expect their Valentine to spend any money on a gift on them. And 82% of Americans say Valentine's Day is simply a trick to make you spend money.
No.
82%. The other 18 is probably where your significant other resides. So good luck with that.
More proof that all roads really lead to Arkansas. Are we right on this, KB? Jack Pierdon and Michael Schumacher were at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. Guess what they found? That would be a diamond. A big, fat, yellow gem clocking in at 6 carats. The rock, the size of a gumdrop, coincidentally, right before Valentine's. The guys, however, because they're guys, can't figure out what the heck to do with it. Mm. Georgia, the state where the proposal is most likely to happen this weekend. If someone popping the question in Texas, expect to get a heart-shaped diamond, ladies.
Well, I'm out of the diamond game. Probably, maybe. And the week back in science, a study found that humans don't really need chins. Yeah, like our chin on our face.
Oh.
Yeah, it just sort of happened accidentally over time as our skulls kind of moved on. It's an evolutionary quirk, they say, and whatnot. Like early humans didn't even have them. And now we have multiple, you know, so it works out great. Yeah, it's kind of jaw-dropping news. Boom. And then Gallup has finally, after 8 decades, made the decision to stop tracking presidential approval ratings. Yeah, they've been doing this since like Truman back in the day, or even farther than that. But they said no longer will we have any sort of presidential approval ratings. Because the last one is, do you approve of the president? 33% said yes, 33% said no. And then 34%, please stop calling during dinner.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.